Blog Talk Radio. Founded by the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. And you know how we start this broadcast? We start this broadcast off with prayer. So I'm trusting that you already got in your set place, you got your prayer list, for we all are brothers and sisters keepers. We ought to be praying one for another. You made your phone calls, and it's now time for us to go before the throne. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise that is due unto your holy name. Knowing that there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, we come before you, O God, asking you for forgiveness and those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us. Heavenly Father, you see all prayer lists is raised before you today, Lord, hands being laid upon them. Father, as we touch and agree today, praying one for another, Lord, Father, we thanking you, O God, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Father, I continue to hold before you every prayer warrior, every intercessor, watchman, leader that continually pray, war, and intercede on your people's behalf, Lord, Father. I plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet. And, Father, no weapons that is formed against them, O God, shall prosper. Father, we thank you for keeping that hedge of protection round about them, continually refreshing, refilling, and rejuvenating them this day, Lord, Father. O God, I thank you, and I just glorify you, Lord, for allowing us to see one more day, Lord, knowing that no day is promised to us, but every day is a gift. So, Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, being able to do not just for ourselves, O God, but for others as well. Use us this day, O God, to be a light in someone's darkness, Lord. Heavenly Father, I hold before you Pastor Bolin, and I plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. Father, I thank you for your healing virtue flowing through and through him, Lord. Father, I thank you in advance, O God, for his recovery, Lord, Father, knowing, O God, that you're not a respecter of person, Lord. And, Father, as we touch and agree with him and his family, O God, we thank you and glorify you, Lord, for doing it for him. Heavenly Father, I hold before you Prophetess Gaines, Lord, and I plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. And Father, I thank you and glorify you this day, O God, for your shield of protection round about her, keeping that hedge, Lord, Father. Father, as she continued to press forward, Lord, Father, doing your will, Lord, Father, I ask that you continue, Lord, Father, to give her, Lord, Father, your strength, Lord. And Father, no weapons that is formed against her, O God, shall prosper, Lord. Father, take her, Lord, Father, to deeper depths, Lord, Father, God, in you this day, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Audrey Daniels, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her, Lord. Father, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord. Father, we thank you for bringing her out of the hospital, Lord. We ask you to continue to touch, heal, and deliver her body right now, Lord, Father. For we know, Lord, Father, that nothing is too hard for you, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, Father, for her healing and her recovery this day, Lord. Father God, strengthen her children this day, Lord, Father, as we stand in the gap with them in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Sonia right now, Lord, Father. Father, not just Sonia, all those right now that are going through cancer, Lord. Bobby, Jessica, Tanisha, Jewel, Amelia, Victorious, Keith, T, TJ. Oh, God, we hold them before you, Lord, Father, for we know that you're bigger than cancer, Lord. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, as we decreeing and declaring it right now, Lord, Father, remission right now. Father, as you, Lord, Father, just cover that cancer right now with the blood, because we know that there is healing in the blood, Lord. Father God, we know, Lord, Father, that the blood covers and heals all things, Lord, Father. So we thank you, Lord, Father, for drying it up from the root cause, Lord, casting it out into outer darkness, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for healing, Lord, Father, their bodies right now, Lord, Father, as they recover this day, Lord. Strengthen them that are going through chemo right now, Lord, Father. Touch Kohanza, touch Caitlin, touch Spurgeon Walters right now, Lord, Father. We're thanking you and glorifying you, Lord, for touching their bodies, Lord, Father. Father, we give you all honor. We give you all glory and praise this day, Lord. Oh, God, we're praying today, Lord, Father, for the children that are in summer school right now, Lord, Father. Let their minds, Lord, Father, stay upon you, oh, God. Father, for those that don't know you, Lord, and the classmates that do, Father, make a way, Lord, Father, that they can talk to them, oh, God, about you this day, and they accept you into their lives as their personal Lord and Savior. Father, we know, Lord, Father God, that you're there, Lord, Father, and you don't go against our will, oh God. But Father, we thank you and glorify you, oh God, for being so mindful of us, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for being a God of many chances this day, oh God. For Father, we take it not for granted, oh God. We don't take this day for granted, Lord, Father. We don't take this life for granted, oh God. Father, we don't take our loved ones for granted this day, oh Lord. Father, we thank you. We glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father, for you are King of Kings and Lords of Lords. Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't serve you this day, oh God? So, Father, we thank you and just glorify you for just keeping us this day in the ark of safety, Lord, Father. Thank you, oh God, for hearing and answering prayers this day, Lord, Father. We thank you. We glorify you. We don't praise you enough, oh Lord. So, Father, today I just say thank you. I thank you for this broadcast, Lord, Father. Father, the people in the nations that is touching this day, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for those right now that are accepting you into their lives as their personal Lord and Savior this day, oh God. We thank you that they find it not, Rabbi, to come before the throne repenting and asking you to come into their lives this day, oh God. Father, we are our brothers and sisters keepers, Lord. Father, we thank you for your strength, Lord, Father. When we're weak, Lord, Father, we thank you right now, oh God, the strength that you give us, Lord, the endurance, Lord, Father. Father, that we can continue holding our brothers and sisters in prayer this day, Lord, Father. Father, that we can continue to do your will this day, Lord, Father. So, Father, as we come before you, we ask you, use us this day, oh God, to be a light in someone's darkness, Lord. Father, the word that is coming forth, we thank you, Lord, Father, for the blood covering it, Lord, Father. We're thanking you, oh God, for the ears, Lord, Father, that will hear the word, Lord, Father, and the heart, Lord, Father, that will receive it, Lord. And, Father, the lips, Lord, Father, that will open right now, and begin, Lord, Father God, to preach your word this day, Lord, Father. Not be ashamed of your word, Lord, Father. Share it like never before, Lord. Father, we thank you for healing and deliverance today, going forth through these airways today, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for change manifesting, Lord, Father, in lives this day, oh God. Holy Spirit, we welcome you on this broadcast, Holy Spirit, show up and show out this day, oh God. So we come before you, Lord, canceling every and any assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder, Lord Father, anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, and we render that assignment null and void right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We're just thanking you for just moving and changing the atmosphere of those that are hearing this word today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you have not thanked God for waking you up this morning, you ought to give God a praise this morning. Even if you have to lift your hands and give him a wave offering and just say, thank you, Lord, for being so mindful of me. However you communicate with God, you ought to do so. Never fail to thank him for waking you up in the morning, because no day is promised to us. No day. We give God our praise, honor, and glory. Amen. I tell you, all know what time it is. You know, the broadcast that has been recorded, and this broadcast is from 2019. It's from 2019. And I tell you, the word is always on time. It may not be for you, but trust me, it is for someone. And maybe you might find a message in there to share with someone. It's time for us to share the gospel today. Share it. Friend and foe, share the message. Don't be prejudiced of the word, but share the word today. And I know you got a testimony that you can share today with someone. With someone. I thank each and every listener, those that are listening live right now, those that are listening on another device, and those that will listen at a later date. I thank you all. I appreciate you all, and I take you all not for granted. I thank you all for sharing the word. I thank you for supporting the word. I thank you all for being obedient to God to share the word this day. We serve an awesome and powerful God. If you can only trust and believe who we serve and who we are in Christ today. The enemy know, but do you know? Do you know how special you is to God today? He is so mindful of you. He gave you another chance to get it right. Another chance for you to do his will. Another chance for you to repent and come back to him. This is how merciful and long-suffering he is. He's a God of many chances. But take it not for granted, because we never know when our time is up. The long-suffering for us is up. Use yourself. You don't know. I don't know when, you know, God say, you know, that's it, Diane. You don't know. So don't take no day for granted. Don't take your loved ones for granted. Don't take God for granted. Don't take him for granted. We serve an awesome God. Nothing is too hard for him. If you're going through it, trust that he is there with you when he said he will never leave you nor forsake you. We serve an awesome God, people. An awesome God. So I'm going to decrease now, and I'm going to go ahead and let the recording play, because I always enjoy the message. I always do. I can't tell you what the message entail about, but I tell you, just prepare your heart and prepare your mind this day to receive the word. And for new listeners that is joining us, this message is from our late Apostle Gloria Chiva Porter, and you will hear Bishop Porter on there as well. Amen. So I don't want some of you Africans to say, oh my God, you know, that's Apostle Porter. Yes, she has passed on, and we still enjoy the message because the word will never pass on. The word will live on. Amen. So I'm now going to decrease, and she will bring the word today. So prepare your hearts and prepare your minds. And for those of you that have not shared the broadcast yet, you can go ahead and you can visit our Facebook page, Logion International Ministry, and just go ahead and click share on the link and share the message. And if you have not liked and follow our page, go ahead and do so now. Amen. I now decrease.
Our thoughts, like children, need to be guided and controlled. If we let them master us, they become tyrants, and we their slaves. Our thoughts, like children, need to be guided and controlled. If we let them master us, they become tyrants, and we their slaves. I know you don't want to be nobody's slave, do you? To your thoughts, come to think of it, you can be a slave to your own thoughts, isn't it? So it tells me that we can control our thoughts. I know you didn't know that. Pardon me, you can control your thoughts. You didn't know that, did you? Praise God. Well, I had a wonderful time on the previous broadcast, and I trust that you did too. Now, we're going a little bit further, okay, in Nehemiah. Bless God. That's what we're going just a little bit further. I don't know how far we're going. I don't know how far we're going to be going. Bear with me, pray with me as we do, okay? Amen. Now, we talked about Nehemiah. When Nehemiah saw that there was a need, he heard that there was a need, rather. And when they gave him that visual of his people, you know, when they gave him that visual of his people, his heart began to break, you see. And we discussed a little bit about it, the fact that today, with so many things going on in the world, in our own backyard, in our country, we have so many things that are occurring, you see. And we have no compassion for them. We offer solutions, but the solutions that we offer are violent, racist type, you know, hate type solutions. And that's not what God wants us to do. God wants us together, unite together, but he wants us to do it in love, okay? Now, I know you find it hard to love certain people that do certain things, you say, so hateful and all. But you need to weigh the situation out. First, long so. Don't take somebody else's word for it. Find out for yourself if it's true. Do you see? I don't know if you see that or not. Can you hear me? I hope you can. But God wants us. Let me see. Can I get this throat straight out? Just 1 second. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus is still good. And he is now. I was telling him, you know, the devil don't care who he meets with.
Mm-hmm.
He don't have no respect of person, okay? But he'll be in my ears, bless God, and he's in a place where it's really hurting him. And I asked you a question. What you see in the world today, in the church world, stuff that is being permitted, the way they're doing, some of the pastors are, not all of them are doing that. Would you have compassion on them, or you going to run out and talk about
them?
And you're going to talk bad about it. You're not going to talk anything good about trying to restore them, help them, encourage them. You're not thinking of that. See, Nehemiah is in a position where there's nothing he can do ordinarily, but he reached out to the God that he knew could do something. And he reached out to his God, even though he was in captivity himself. He reached out to his God in fasting, moaning and praying and calling on God. See, when things are going the way they are, and you know you can't do anything per se, but you begin to call on God, seek God's face for answers. What can I do, God, to make something good happen? Do you see what I'm saying? What can I do, God? To make something good happen for my people. And you seek God's face for the answer. You don't stop because you haven't got an answer yet. You keep fasting, you keep praying, and you keep calling on God Almighty. Because just as sure as you do, but why are you doing it now? Remember what we've been talking about. Why you're doing it, you have to confess your faults, your failures, your people's sins, your father's house sins, as Nehemiah did. See, he say us. He put himself in it too. But we have a habit of always trying to put the other person in that place and not ourselves. We want to make excuse for ourselves, but we don't make excuse for full father. Now, they could have had something to do with it, why things are going the way they are in your life. And I know people don't want to believe in a generational curse. They don't want to believe in that because, oh, we got Jesus. Yes, we got Jesus. He is here. He is Almighty God. He is the Prince of Peace. He's all of that and then some. But we also got that same old devil. And he has, from generation to generation to generation, he shows his ugly face, and we buy what he's product that he's pushing. We buy it. Oh, no, my family ain't under no generation curse. Well, why they do the stuff they do?
Come on.
Unthinkable stuff. Stuff you can't. Well, I don't know, understand this. You don't understand that. How do they do these things? You'll never think of that, huh? See, Nehemiah, all of that come into being when he was praying to God. Now, he's praying God for the solution to the walls being burned in Jerusalem, his people in captivity, and they are, you know, so afflicted to their discouraged and everything else. We don't think about that. We got sick people today. We got disencouraged people. We got pastors that giving up. We got, and you can't say all of them poor and ain't doing nothing and ain't got nobody but two or three. See, you can't say that because there's mega church people giving up. They tired, worn out, and basically a lot of them just want to get into what the devil got out there. Looks good to them. Looks like they won't have to have no trouble. Nobody wants to go through any problems today. Nobody want to have any situations occurring in life that they can't handle. Well, God makes these things happen so that he can handle them if you allow him to come into your life fully, be fully committed to him, trust him, obey him, listen to him, then, you know, you can handle anything. Don't care how people come against you. It doesn't matter who don't speak to you. It doesn't matter who hates you. It doesn't matter what they say. You be like the duck. Let it just roll off your back. See? Nehemiah did not allow it to consume him, his problem. Sometimes we take on people's problem and it consumes us. See, then we in just the baddest shape. We can't help them because we in just worse shape because we now that have taken on their problems. You see, in other words, we weren't strong enough to handle it because we thought we could handle it because we was, yay. We had lots of faith. Yay, be strong in the Lord. But you never know how strong you are, do you? Come on, think about it. Stuff come about. Stuff happen in your life. Do you see what I'm saying? Now, you know, I'm not a person to avoid reality. See, Nehemiah saw the reality of the whole thing. He prayed for his father's house that sin. He prayed for him, and he prayed for all of them. Are you going to do that? Do you have that Nehemiah spirit that when you pray, you are really concerned about the next person? You're not praying because you have fancy words or what have you. You know, intellectual people like to use their fancy words and, oh, I learned this in school and I learned that. Well, now, you know, all that's good. I didn't learn all that in school, what you talk about. I learned it on my knees. Nehemiah say, what? Fasting, mourning, praying, crying. Don't mind shedding them tears. Stop having so much pride. You don't want to shed. You know how you are. Now here we come to this point now, okay? We going a little into the second chapter now. Now, it's a very interesting story, and it should open our eyes. So now if we really want to be prosperous, let me read the 11th verse, what he prayed. Oh, Lord, I beseech thee. Let now thine ear be attended to the prayer of thy servant, prayer of the servants who desire to fear thy name and prosper. You ain't just going to fear his name, but I like that. He added, and prosper. So there's prosperity is in this picture, But then you're going to have to do something to get that prosperity into action, aren't you? You're going to have compassion for other people, people that is in worse shape than you are, and you thought you was in bad shape. There's always somebody in worse shape. Do you understand? So you can come forth you can come for chapter 2. Praise God of Jeremiah, we going to now. Praise God. And we're going to start with a little read here and there. We'll try to get to it. If we don't, we'll get to it another day, right? Okay. Now it's time for the process to begin. Nehemiah still haven't gotten to start actually doing what his heart, God has put in his heart to do. Okay? And the Bible says, and it came to pass in the month of Nisan, in the 20th year of Artaxerxes the king, that wine was before him. And I took up the wine and gave it unto the king. Now I had not been before four times sad in his presence. Now, that thing was bothering Nehemiah. You hear what was happening to his people? Do anything bother the people out there? Huh? Do it bother you how our youth are going down? Do it bother anybody about how they are committing little young kids? Life ain't even hardly begin committing suicide. What in the world do you know about killing yourself? Have it bothered you enough? Now, see, when it bothers you enough, you're going to find something to do. And when you find something to do, say, with God at the head now, with God at the head, let's always emphasize that, because men have a habit of going their own way. But with God at the head, you're going to do something. You're going to have that Nehemiah spirit where you're going to be sad about it. You're going to be disheartened about it. You're just not going to feel good. You want to do something. Sit on the sideline. You do not want to sit on the sideline. Okay? You want to get involved. Do something to help. Do something to help. So now you're not looking so happy. You're looking a little sad. And here Nehemiah is looking sad. Now, evidently, you don't come before the king looking sad, because you're supposed to be the cupbearer, the musician, the one to keep the king happy. But instead of you keeping the king happy, here you come in there looking sad. There's no light. Listen what he said. Wherefore the king said unto me, why is thy countenance sad, seeing thou art not sick? He said, I know you ain't sick. You sad. Now, if you were sick, I can see why you sad. That's what the king tells you, okay? This is something. I tell you, I was losing the phone. This is nothing else but sorrow of heart. Then I was very sorrowful. He got afraid. Now, you done made the king come up with, making the king unhappy. That means he got something to be afraid of. He prayed for somebody else. He's going to have a great conflict in his life. Now, he's afraid right a little bit now, a little bit now. And said unto the king, let the king live forever. He wasn't that crazy, was he? Huh? Why should not my countenance be saved when the city, the place of my father's sepulcher, lies waste, and the gates thereof are consumed with fire? So now, God had placed in his heart to do what? Go on and tell the king what's going on. Huh? Now, this is the beginning of the process of making it happen for somebody, making something good happen to somebody. Now the process, can you begin a process in your life, your neighborhood, your city, your state, the country? Can you do that today? I would like to know, can you do that? Something outside of woe is me, me only, and my family only, and nobody else. We don't think of nobody else's church. We don't think of nobody else's We don't think of nobody else's anything, but we always thinking of ourselves. Hmm? There is so many people in need, so many churches in need. Some churches are trying to do this, that, or the other. Some just trying to make a name for themselves. Some are just trying to make money. Some are just, trying to build their own kingdom. This is not building your own kingdom. This is building the kingdom of God, taking care of God's people. True people, the real people, do you hear me? See, there is always somebody in need. There's widows in need. There's single people that can take care of themselves. They got good jobs these days, better than all they used to have long time ago, making long money these days, but they don't see in really giving it to the church. Because seems like the church has gone another direction. You got more drama in the church. You got more adultery and fornication and that LBG, whatever, in the church. You got all types of filth in the church. People are always fighting over something. They're always mad over something. Somebody's always changing churches and all this, going another place. And when they get there, it's just as bad, because people are going to be people no matter how you look. They're going to still be people because they're in the flesh. And when you're in the flesh, you can't do nothing else but what you do, your father tells you to do. Now, I know you don't like it, but that's okay. They don't, I know how it is. Praise God. Amen. But Nehemiah, here he is fighting now. He's getting ready to start fighting for his people, and he's getting ready to go through something. Lord knows, I see why you don't want to have a Nehemiah spirit, because you don't want to go with what he went through. Just to start the ministry that God had put in his heart. So, as he talked to the king, and he told the king what had happened, then the king said unto me, "For what dost thou make request? What you requesting? What do you want?" So I prayed to God of heaven. He asked God, "Now, okay, God, you know what I need now. You know what I need to get this done. You done put it in my heart." See, this is where we make a mistake. We don't say to God, "God, you've given me this vision. You've placed this word in my heart. Now, how do I put it into action?" Hmm? Wow. You don't think of that. We don't think about that. We just think, "Well, I know I can do this." Well, let me tell you, I used to think like that all the time. I know I always have a story, I know. But I can't help. I've lived my life. I've been here a good while. I've lived my life. It's nothing bad. It's just that since I studied art in school, that's what I went to school to be an artist, and a commercial artist at that. And they taught me marketing. They taught me all the things that you need in art. So I get in church now, and I'm thinking I'm going to use my marketing skills to get somewhere. Well, let me tell you, God soon cut me out of that, okay? And you don't need to hire no PR person, because I'll be the PR person. Did you hear what he said to me? I said, "But God, look at all these people. They got PR people, and they market the stuff, and they do this, and they do that." He said, "I didn't call you to do that." I said, "Okay." I had to let that go, do you understand? I had to let that go because I wanted to do it, because I knew I had those skills, you understand? Okay. Well, now, don't that kind of cut you off a little bit? You do, but you do, nevertheless you do what God said do, don't you? And the king said, I said unto the king, if it please the king, and if thy servant hath found favor in thy sight, that thou wouldst send me into Judah, into the city of my father's sepulchre, that I may build it. Ah, he's finally taken on the task of working on rebuilding. He was about to undertake making it happen. Now, I like that word, making it happen. You can make a lot of stuff happen when you obey God. For other people, for the people's benefit, for the kingdom's benefit. Because if God already endowed you with gifts, he's endowed you with talents. You got the goods to go forth and be used by God as he would direct you. Why are we so afraid? Nehemiah, the only thing he's afraid that he kind of made the king a little upset, that's all. But that didn't last but a few seconds, you see, because God was in it. When God in it, you don't have to be afraid of anybody or anything saying what God tells you to say. I know everybody draw back when they got God tell them to tell somebody something because you know they ain't going to like it. Hey, you can't help if they don't like it. Tell them to deal with God. Do you see? You don't get afraid because God tells somebody, God say you build a railroad. I mean, you know, that's just it. Me? How am I build a railroad? You crazy. God ain't said nothing about that. Now listen, deal with God with it. I'm through with it. Amen. And you go on about your business on your journey. And the king said unto me, the queen also sitting by. Now, I'm still wondering why they inserted that into the scripture. What did the queen have to do with it? She got to have had some say in all of this, him leaving, not being there as the cupbearer and everything. I guess she said, because I ain't going to be the cupbearer. You know how you women are. Hey. Don't look for me to do it while he gone. Say, king, don't look for me to serve your cup. Maybe that's why they said it. I don't know. But the Bible says the queen also sitting by him. It's okay. She probably gave him that look, y'all. You know how you ladies give that look? For how long shall the journey be? And when will thy return? So it pleased the king to send me, and I set him a time. Now it's time to go to work. It's time to go to work. It's time to do what? Make things happen. So now, how you going to start to make things happen? You still ain't got nothing with you yet. But listen what happened. God was preparing it. When God send you, call you, God will make it happen. Do you hear what I'm saying? Y'all hear me? I know I said it before. I stand on it. I do like bishops say, I die with it. God will make it happen. Do you hear what I'm saying? If he sent you, he's going to give you everything you need to go. But don't you start the fussing and fretting about how it is. God used the foolish things to confound the wise. God used silly things. Sometimes the thing be so silly, you almost yourself say, is this God? Huh? But you can't predict what way he wants to accomplish what he gave you to do. Do you see? I hope you do. This is what he said. Moreover, I said unto the king, if it please the king, let letters be given me. Now, you see, Nehemiah had a plan, didn't he? Huh? Now he's kind of asking, telling the king who got the resources. If it please the king, let letters be given me to the governors beyond the river, that they may convey me over till I come into Judah. Now, you know if they see Nehemiah, what they're going to do, don't you? You know they're going to say, you're supposed to be over there with this king. Now, what you doing going this way? Okay, so he had to have a passport. That was his passport, those letters. Do you hear me? A letter to ask the keeper of the king's forest that he may give me timber to make beams for the gates of the palace, which appertain to the house and for the wall of the city and for the house that I shall enter into. And the king granted me according to the good hand of my God. Now, he didn't say because of the good hand of God. The king did it. He said the king, in other words, the king had to operate through the vehicle of God because God had to move on the king to give him all that he needed to put the gate up. You see how God works? You thought the king wasn't going to do nothing, didn't you? You thought the king would behead you or something. Or put you in the stockade. That's where you might have thought the king gonna put you. But listen, when God at work, ain't nothing the king can do but go along with it. Hey, I'll bank on that one too. Praise God, hallelujah. I love it when a plan come together, don't you? Oh, my God, I love it when a plan come together. That's a true saying. Then I came to the governors beyond the river and gave them the king's letters. They got it passed. All these governors, these people that is got to say so whether I live or die, got to say so whether I pass through or not, you know. I came through all of them, gave the king's letters. Now, the king had sent captain of the army and horsemen with me. Ooh, he gave me some people to help me. Oh, I love that. God would send somebody to help you when everybody seemed to leave you. God sends somebody to help you every time. Oh, glory! Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'm kind of got my little, you know, going on now. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. That's making me feel good to know that when you need help, God will send you somebody. And it ain't always the one you think he going to send. Hallelujah. Because most of the time, them that you think he going to send, they have something else to do. But I'm so glad about it today. Hallelujah. That God always takes care of our need because he knows that we working to make something good to happen for his people. Hallelujah. For them to walk into the kingdom of God, uninhabited, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. God, excuse me. I just feel a little good right that minute. Hallelujah. Just when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me already. Hallelujah. I just get happy, happy, happy. Get glad, glad, glad. Woo. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let me tell you, church, nothing is too hard to God. You know you can always say one delay is not denial. Ha! Hallelujah. Yes. God is working it out. I told y'all once before, it's like a chess play, a chess game. You know you always moving men around, right? Amen. And God, and that chess player, each one of them men, they just stand there, don't they? They just stand there until you move them. Hey, hallelujah. God moves us around like chess players, and he moves whoever he will at the time, the king, make the king. Ooh, y'all know, no, boho, shata, bahahi, echere, boho, sandada, da, kia, da, da, da. Hallelujah, glory to God. God be moving by his power and by his spirit, huh? And he got every man in his place. Just like that chessboard, every man stands in his place. Huh? In the world, every man is in his place to be used by God if they allow him to do so. Amen. It ain't about what you think. It ain't about what you want. See, our problem is our wants been getting in the way. See, Nehemiah probably was having a good time, and he enjoyed his captivity being in the being in King's palace. Thank you, Jesus. God, hallelujah. And he was enjoying what was happening, do you see? Amen. In the king's palace. But now here he has to go and do a work. This work that was in his heart that God gave him, this vision that God placed in his heart, and there was that vision there that had to be done. And it was necessary. See, everything that God called you to do is necessary. Do you get the picture? Huh? And so don't feel bad because it ain't working the way you want it to work or the way you thought it would work. Do you get it? Ooh, hallelujah, glory to God. Let me tell you, my man was ready to go. He went. He got everything he needed, for his journey. Now, then think about it. Now, the king had sent captains of the army and horsemen with me. So, listen, Nehemiah had to have favor with the king, didn't he? Listen, all the got letters to get by and the stuff he'd need, all the equipment that he needed to get the job done. I tell you, when it's time, when God wants to make something happen, honey, everything is there. You know I thank God for that. I adore him. I love him. See, I love my God. I love the way he do things. It ain't always the way I want them to be done. You know. But I still say I thank him for it. Now comes the problem. Sanballat, Horonite, Tobiah, the servant, Ammonite, heard of it. It grieved them exceedingly. Now, let me tell you something. Every time you make a step to do something for God, the devil ain't going to like it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you think everything will be honky-dory just because you say you're born again Christian, filled with the Holy Ghost, got the mind to keep on working and working for the Lord. You think the devil didn't hear you? You think he didn't see you when you made that step? When you said that I'm going to be right there? You think the devil didn't hear you? I tell you, I warn everybody. I say, when you say, I am going to be there, I'm going to do this, and the Lord told me that. And the other thing, the devil heard you, and he's going to put a monkey wrench in your plan every time. You don't believe it, do you? You got some sand balance, some Horonites, and the Tobias, and the you got a lot of Ammonites all over anyway. That there was come a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel. I don't want you to do it. Why are you coming up here to seek it? I like it the way it is. Why we always like the down stuff? Why we like drama so much? Why we like pain? Some people just live on pain. You see? He said, so I came to Jerusalem and was there 3 days. And arose in the night and come some few men with me. Neither told I any man what my God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem. Some things you got to keep to yourself. Neither was there any beast with me, save the beast that I rode upon. And I went out by night by the gate of the valley. Now I got to assess the land. I got to assess the place. Okay? Every vision that God has given you, Make a plan. Try to assess what is it going to cost you. And you know you're going to have the devil against you. So even put that into the plan, because you know he is. And what you going to do when that happens? I'm not going to allow the devil to do any of these things to me. And we boast of some high things today. I'm not, as soon as it happened, you done it, because the devil is so slick, he slipped it in on you, and you before you knew it. You done cancel everything. Now tell me it don't happen. It happens. It happens. You say, well, I'm going to do this. And I just don't like to hear people tell me, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you all the way, Pastor. Then when you say something they don't like, the next thing you know, they're sitting at the back door. And I say, oh, Lord, there go another one. They finna go now. Now, some would say, you caused that because you said it. I ain't caused nothing. The truth is, that's the way you do. That's your whole thing, is you sit at the door because you can leave. I don't like the pastor. I don't like what they say. Well, there's going to be a lot of things you ain't going to like what the pastor say. That don't mean nothing. You just take it as a grain of salt, and if it fits you, wear it.
Yes.
See? Here goes Sandbell and them trying to stop everything. They mad. What you mad about? You didn't do it. You didn't try to build it. You didn't think it was worth it. So there's somebody out there that is what? Wanting and willing to do what they have to do. Go all the way to the end. I love it when people want to go all the way to the end and be there. So many disappointed people are out there today, and if they just talk to each other, tell each other what they're disappointed about, what they're upset about or something, maybe things will be a little better in the church world, I'm talking about, especially because we are supposed to be as one as Jesus and God is one. We're supposed to be as one. We can't be a one if we bickering. We can't be a one if we mad. Everybody mad. What are you mad with? Tell somebody what you mad with about them. Maybe you can get it straightened out. If you can't, you can leave peaceably. We can separate peaceably. You see what I'm saying? But people, they carry things around and it build up. And after a while, you got more animosity and hatred and schisms and schisms and everything working there. But let me tell you, I'm going to go this far, and I'm going to see about, well, I don't see the board going up, but nobody want to say nothing. So, but we do have Bishop John Porter on the scene today. We do have him. So, listen, I'm going to continue my story, my part of it, at a later date, another program, another thing. I will continue on because I found a lot in this. I found a lot in this story. So without any All right, go on, Bishop Porter.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Amen for the message and thank God for the messenger. Praise God. I was looking at the text that you asked the question, what can I do to make something good happen? Praise God. And you know, as I was looking here, as you was talking about Nehemiah, praise God, he was a man of character, persistent, and a man of prayer. Amen. He prayed, amen, and got some directions, got some instructions, amen, to rebuild this temple. Praise God. Amen. He was a brilliant planner. Praise the Lord. He was an organizer and also a motivator. Amen. I don't know who I'm talking to, amen, to this morning, amen, but you out there, you know, God that laid, amen, many things in your heart. He'll give you a vision, praise God. Amen, and this is what Apostle, amen, is talking about, praise God. Now, what can you do, amen, to make it happen? Amen, and if God give you a vision and laid it on your heart, amen, he'll bring it to pass, praise God. If you draw nigh to him, the word says he'll draw nigh to thee, amen. And he have already put it in your heart, amen. But now faith, amen, is the action word, amen. You got to move, amen. How many know that God is on the move and he's moving, amen, praise God. Even though Nehemiah, amen, hard was heavy, amen, the king began to recognize it, praise God. And because he always had a smile on his face, he always happy doing his job as a cupbearer, praise God. And now, amen, something, his attention had changed on his face, praise God. And the king was not happy, and he asked the question, praise God. And, oh, and Nehemiah began to talk to him and tell him. Now, the lesson to be learned in Nehemiah, praise God, is the first step is to pray, praise God. Now, you know that. Amen, your directions. You done got your orders from the Lord. Amen. Will you be obedient? How many know that obedience is better than sacrifice? Am I right? Praise the Lord. People under God's direction can always accomplish impossible things. Praise God. Amen. How many know that things that is impossible with man is possible with God? And if God laid it on your heart, you're going to bring it to pass. Now, you know what, as the apostle was talking, you know, and I'm looking here, it took 52 days to rebuild that temple. Help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. Look how good God is. Amen. If you, amen, just start, put your hand to the plow, praise God. And then after that, praise God, God laid it on his heart, praise God, to call, praise God, the spiritual, amen, leaders. Praise God together. Man, spiritual renewal always begins with one person. And that one person was Nehemiah. Praise God. And he began, amen, to share his vision with enthusiastic leaders. Praise God. You always have to have people around you, amen, that are going to get on board. Not talking about, I got one too, and I think we ought to do it this way. Or how fast we're going to do it. How slow we're going to do it. No. Amen. They listened to what Nehemiah had to say. They got on board. They put their hand to the plow. And how many know, amen, God worked with oneness? Praise God. Oh, God will move if we get with one mind and one spirit. This nation of the United States, from the east, west, north, and the south, is under reproach. And when a nation is up under reproach, amen. We need a God that we need to look to. Amen. I thank God. He said, look to the hills from which coming our help. And our help comes from the Lord. Praise God. And I want to say amen to the wealthy. Praise God. To the rich out there. Amen. If they have no need of nothing, is what they say. Praise God. And Deuteronomy, praise God, chapter 8. Praise God. In verse 17, 18, and 19. Watch this. And thou say in thy heart, my power and the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth. See, me, myself, and I, praise God, if this is an inherit to me, praise God. But what's what God say? Verse 18, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that gives thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto thy father. As it is this day. Notice how God's word is present tense. Praise God. I know, amen, somebody, amen, wealthy is listening out there. And as you're listening, praise God, take heed. Praise God. He said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Because the day is the day of salvation. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Verse 19 says, and it shall be if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them. I testify. Look what God say now. It's coming from the Lord. Praise God. I testify against you this day. Oh, you can't turn it off. You can turn me off. You can turn, amen, whatever you listen to, you can turn your computer off. Praise God, but you heard enough this day that you shall surely perish. I didn't say it, the Bible said it. Amen. And God's word don't change. Amen. The Bible said that God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's God, and he changed not. Amen. I want to ask the question, who's on the Lord's side? What can you do to make it happen? Amen. How can we, amen, do better to make, amen, America great? If you want to make America great again, amen, let's quit hating. Praise God. Let's come together. Praise God. Let's reason ye with one another. Let's see why we cannot get along. Let's find out the real issue. Amen. To the problem. Praise God. How many know, amen, hatred, amen, and bickering, amen, don't come from God. It's come from the devil. Praise God. It's an inside job. Praise God, that's been passed down from generation to generation. Praise God. Amen. The forefathers are dead and gone on, and that spirit is still lurking in our land today. But, oh, God always got somebody to a remnant. Praise God. They're going to lift up, amen, this holy standard and trust God for all that he has said in his word. Amen. Because he promised us, praise God, that he will, amen, deliver and bring us out. Praise God. He have always been, amen, good to the United States of America. This is a blessed country. Amen. America have always been great. Why, Bishop? Why? Because in God, amen, we trust. It was built, amen, on the foundation of God Almighty. Amen. From our, amen, fathers. Amen. Praise God. And I don't care who come in and who go. Amen. God have always been, amen, with the United States of America. He's been with us spiritually. He's been with us financially and materially. We don't lack nothing. Praise God. Oh, praise God. There shouldn't be no homeless people in our country. Praise God. Now, if they chose to go that way, how do you choose today? What can you do, amen, to make it happen? Praise God. What can you do, amen, to come out, amen, from among them and be separated, says the Lord. Amen. It's a choice. Praise God. You can do it today. What can you do, amen, to make it happen? Amen. If you choose to just stay there and be sick, that's your choice. Amen. The scriptures say, by his stripes, we're already healed. Amen. I thank God that he put doctors here. Amen. He made a way for us. Amen. Men to work on and see about our bodies. Praise God. So thank God, amen, for the doctors. But praise God, they're going to get old and they're going to get sick and die. Amen. How many know, amen, death, amen, is going to knock on all our door? Praise God. Oh, praise God. The Bible says that every knee is going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess that Jesus is Lord. That means the wealthy, that means the poor. And he said, the poor you'll have with you always. Amen. But so I thank God, praise God, for Nehemiah, praise God, as he began to go forth in his vision. And he shared it with, amen, the inspired Jerusalem spiritual leaders to rebuild the wall. Amen. And the wall, amen, went up. And the Bible say, praise God, when he presented it to the people, that the people had a mind to work. Praise God. All in our churches today, praise God, people want positions, but they don't want to do no work. Praise God. Amen. You got to do some work. Amen. The pastor can't do it all. Amen. I heard the pastor say, you know, all we put everything on the pastor. The pastor this, the pastor that. Well, but you're part of the ministry. Praise God. And when you talk about the pastor, you're talking about yourself. You there. Praise God. So why is God moving? Why the vision is not functioning? Why the vision, amen, is on hold? Why the vision is stopped? Praise God. And what you join people on the outside instead of working with the pastor and those that's in the inside. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. So got to learn, amen, as a people, amen, of God. I'm talking about those that's in Jesus Christ. Amen. If you love the Lord, I often say, praise God, if you committed to Jesus Christ, you're going to be committed to ministry. praise God. And you're going to carry out the vision, praise God, that the, what God has laid on the leader heart, praise the Lord. We frequently underestimate people and don't challenge them with our dreams, praise God. For God worked in the world. Did not he say, let's go into all the world and preach the gospel.
Come on.
Them that believe and am baptized shall be saved. Them that believe not shall be damned. That's the word. Praise God. And God's word don't change. The wages of sin is still death. But the gift of God is eternal life. Oh, praise the Lord. I die with that one. You know, I have no problem, praise God, just sending people back here, back there, praise God. But we got to take a back seat when it comes down to religion. Amen. I'm not in religion. I'm in a relationship. I'm in Christianity with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Lord is my shepherd, praise the Lord. And I shall not want, I shall not lack. He promised me that. And he promised each and every baptized believer that believed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He is not dead, he is alive. Praise God. Buddha, man, I have no problem. That's what you want to do. Sun Yat Moon, I have no problem. If that's who you want, what you want to do. If Joseph Smith, that's what you want to do, I have no problem. If Muhammad, I have no problem. Amen. But respect mine. Why, praise God, I got to hush and keep quiet. Praise God, because I love Jesus. Praise God. I'm not upset with you. Praise God. Each to their own. Come on, somebody. Amen. I ain't not trying to change it, but I'm just trying to tell you where I stand. Praise God. So why get upset? Praise God. Amen. But I thank God. Amen. When your knee bow, somebody going to be in error. Oh, praise God. And I thank God that God is God the Father, he's God the Son, and blessed Holy Ghost. All three wrapped up in one. How can you separate them? He's God the Father. He's God the Son. And I thank God he's God the Holy Spirit. Oh, praise the Lord. I thank God, amen, we're living in the last day. Praise God. And God said that we are in the world, but we're not of it. And I thank God, amen, he know how to deliver the righteous from the unrighteous. He know how to deliver the godly from the ungodly. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, do you love him today? So what can you do, praise God, amen, to make something good happen in our world? There's so much going on, praise God. Oh, the devil, amen, is rapping. He's going to and fro, praise God, up and down, going in every city, every state, seeking whom he can devour, and he's devouring families. Families can't get along. Families killing one another, amen. Mentally, people, amen. Amen. And it's not no mentally, praise God, it's the devil, praise God. Man, there's nothing but the devil. The devil comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. But thank God for Jesus. Jesus said, but I come where you may have life and have it more abundantly. Now, I wonder why, amen. I'm going to ask this question to somebody. Praise God, if you listen, you can call in. Praise God, and give me the answer. Why when bad stuff happens, they always want to blame God? Why God let this happen? Why God do this? Why God do that? Praise God. Come on, somebody call in. Praise God and share with me why they put all the bad stuff on God and never want to put nothing on the devil. Mm-hmm. You can call us at 347-857-3925. Praise God. And share that question with me. Praise God. All the bad stuff. Ain't it funny how people, amen, they rejoice, praise God, and all the bad stuff, and they cite all the good stuff. Oh, he's a good man, but see, Nehemiah went up against the same opposition. Praise God, he went up against it. They talked about him and say they're gonna be weak, they ain't gonna be built, and they said built, it ain't gonna stand. Praise God. Oh, they talked about him all kind of ways, but he was not discouraged. He stayed steadfast. He stayed unmovable. He stayed abiding in the work of the Lord. Praise God. Can you do that? Praise God. Because we are living in that time now. Praise God. And I thank God, amen, that Jesus is Lord. Praise God. He's always there all the time. Praise the Lord. And when God plans an idea in your mind, why watch this now, to accomplish something for him, share it with others, and trust the Holy Spirit to impress them with, amen, a similar thought. You got to trust God. Praise God. Through it all, we got to learn to put our trust in the Lord. Praise God. He's always right there. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Praise God. You take the pioneers and the power. Praise God. They lost their life for this thing. Praise God. Paul said, I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. He said, now I'm ready to be offered up. Peter, praise God. Oh, he said, I'm not worthy to be hung like him. And they hung him upside down. Are you willing to give your life for the gospel of Jesus Christ? Amen. Praise the Lord. So what can I do to make something good happen? Praise God. Do you witness? Do you, can you, will you pass out tract? Praise God. Are you ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Praise the Lord. Are you, amen, one, amen, that will go out and tell dying men and women and boys and girls that the wages of sin is still death, but the gift of God is eternal life? Are you one? Praise the Lord. Amen. Do you know, amen, do you know that Jesus is Lord? Praise God. Would you willing to tell somebody? Amen. Do you know that he's a healer? Amen. He healed yesterday. He's healing today. And he's healing forevermore. He took a stripe for all matter of sin, sickness, and diseases. Praise God. And I thank God. And when I was looking here in Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 17 and 18, let me share this with you. Then said I unto them, you see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lie wasted, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come and let us build up the walls of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach. Oh, come on, spiritual leaders. Let's call a national, not one day of prayer. But what happened, churches, to the all-night shut-in? Praise God. And people was fasting and praying and calling on the name of the Lord. How many know that there is power in the name of Jesus? There is deliverance. There is healing. Praise God. But now they got bingo games come on. The Super Bowl rolled around. They got the big TV screen in there so people don't have to go home. You think God pleased with that? Jesus beat them out of his temple. The neighbors in there selling and doing all the stuff but praying. Amen. He took a belt and whipped them out of there. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus, praise God. He said, my house should be called a house of prayer. Praise God. Amen. And then I know there's some praying people in this our nation. Amen. And this United States of America. Amen. It's got prayer power. People pray 24/7, round the clock. Like people go to work in shifts, calling on the name of the Lord. That's why, amen, the Lord would not let it go down. Why, Bishop? He said he hears the prayers of the righteous. Praise God. Amen. Ain't you glad, amen, that you're on the Lord's side and you keep the country, praise God, for going under? Come on, somebody. Praise God. Amen. God, I thank God that he searches the heart of every man, woman, boy, and girl, knows what's in the minds of our spirits. Praise God. God is in control of this nation. Praise God. And I thank God. He said not one tittle or his word will fall to the ground to all be fulfilled. So why, amen, that we let people deceive you? Don't let people deceive you. Well, what can you do to make something good happen? Praise God in our land today. Amen. Ain't you glad? Don't regard yourself as the only one through whom God works. Come on now. You want to pray with certain people. Prayer is prayer. He said, anything you ask in my name. He said, he'll do it for you. Come on, somebody. He didn't say, praise God, if I pray with that one over there. Now, if God leads you to that one over there, leads you to her, leads you to, you know, praise the Lord. Praise God. But he said, well, there's two or three gathered together in his name. He said, there you be in the midst. They praying in the name of Jesus. I'm praying in the name of Jesus. So what's the problem? Praise God. Leaders don't want to pray with one another anymore. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Certain people they want to pray with. They call it favoritism. Praise God. Man, looking down on people, judging now by how many folk you got. What that got to do with anything? When the crowd followed Jesus, that's because he fed them and healed them. But when they tried to make Jesus a king, how you going to make Jesus something he already is? He is the King of Kings. He is the hope of glory. He is the Lord of Lords. Praise God. And when he began to talk spiritual things, amen, they went to leave him one by one. Praise the Lord. He said, you've got to eat my flesh and drink my blood. And they went to leaving so fast, Peter, Jesus turned around and looked at Peter, James, and John and said, are y'all going to leave me also? He said, where are we going? You have the words to eternal life. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. So the Lord is God. Jesus, he is all right. Praise God. Amen. What's the matter with Jesus? He's all right. Praise God. Do you believe that today? Often God used one person to express the vision and others to turn it into reality. When you encourage and inspire others, you put teamwork into action to accomplish God's goal. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm trusting and believing that you received the message today and you take heed to the message today. Won't God do it? Yes, he will. I tell you, the message was on point today. Share it today with a friend. Share a light that came on within the word that was coming forth today. You know, an understanding that you got. You probably heard the message before, and today God brought something else to light for you. You know, something you didn't understand, or, you know, you was wondering about, and it wasn't the time for you to understand at that time, but you didn't get rid of it. You kept it, and you heard the message again. So share it today with a friend. Don't be afraid or ashamed to speak God's word. Amen. Join us tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line. That call number is 712-832-7144, code 3333 pound. We don't care what church you belong to, as long as you believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, come on and join us in prayer and tear the devil kingdom down. God hears and answers prayers. And join us Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our Facebook Live service. Till then, you be blessed.
can't find my way. And oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah. As soon as I stop worrying,
how the story is,
I can let go
and
let God let him have.
Let God.